You're listening to SBS News.
The Tasmanian government has announced an independent inquiry into its Department of Education's response to child sexual abuse. Education Minister and Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says he has been campaigning for this investigation for some time, along with many victims and advocates. Premier Peter Gutwin says the aim is to ensure the public education system is doing all it can to protect children and young people from child sexual abuse.
Look, this is something that the Minister has been very passionate about. And to be frank, look, we make no apology at all for wanting to ensure that we have the best possible system. And that's what this is about.
Mr. Rockliffe says in recent years, the Tasmanian government pursued significant reforms to protect children in response to cases of abuse that were highlighted prior to and during the 2017 Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. This includes introducing the Registration to Work with Vulnerable People process and mandatory report obligations for all Department of Education staff. He says the Department of Education is also implementing 23 specific recommendations made by that Royal Commission. Commissioner for Children and Young People, Leanne McLean, says the risk of child sex abuse has to be minimised. She also says the establishment of this inquiry is a timely reminder for all government departments to safeguard children. In a statement, she said,
"It is essential that we make sure that we have the best legislation, policies and practices in place to safeguard the well-being of Tasmania's children and young people. Every child has the right to be protected from violence, mistreatment and abuse, including sexual abuse. This is one of the fundamental rights. Child safety and well-being must be embedded in organisational leadership, governance and culture at every level."
The purpose of the new inquiry is to examine past systems and to find out if legislation, policies, practices and procedures utilised by the Department of Education now operate in a way that minimises the risk of child sexual abuse within Tasmanian government schools. Sebastian Buscemi is the principal solicitor for Angela Esdrinas Legal in Hobart. He represents victims of alleged institutional childhood abuse. He says his first reaction to the announcement was disappointment.
I was actually quite disappointed with the announcement. I think it really missed the key issues that faced the Department of Education and potentially still face them, and it conveniently has quite a narrow scope that will not address those past problems. It's quite clear that for at least a number of teachers, they were being moved around from school to school following allegations of abuse, quite credible allegations of abuse. And some of these teachers, it was occurring over a period of about 30 years that they were being moved from school to school. The inquiry just will not touch on that. It's going to look at the legislative and policy framework that existed then and exists now, and talk about how effective that may or may not be. It's something of systemic practice that needs to be addressed.
Mr. Buscemi says he has evidence on some senior people in the department and possibly even some government ministers who were aware of some of the abuse allegations against certain teachers at the time. He fears that truth and justice will not prevail through this inquiry.
At the moment, discovery through the court process is the best shot we have of finding those answers, and unfortunately I don't think this inquiry is going to deliver any of those.
Former State Labor Minister Alison Ritchie, who now works for advocacy group People Protecting Children, has been calling for an appropriate investigation for years. She said in May this year she believed the department protected at least five teachers by moving them from job to job in past decades. Premier Gutwin acknowledges the calls. He says the inquiry is about ensuring Tasmania now has the best system in place, but stopped short of saying that the Department of Education had experienced failings when handling sexual abuse allegations involving teachers in the past.
Look, in turn, the Minister's obviously well engaged with the education community. He's wanted to do this for some time. And obviously there may be some people that might be concerned that, why is this happening? Well, the simple answer to that is that we want to ensure that we have the most robust and safest system for our kids.
Both the Labor opposition and Tasmanian Greens welcomed the inquiry, saying it is vital that safeguards are put in place to protect children, and strongly condemned child sex abuse. If you or someone you know requires mental health support, you can get assistance from Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue 1300 22 46 36. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.